Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. Speaking of Valentine, Nebraska, it is the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up this week. It starts Thursday night, but you can be here Friday, Saturday, and catch most of the action as well. Go to oldwestdays.net for the details. A complete trade show, over 56 entertainers. Some of that is even free, and you're going to want to check it out. Some of the same great event and a different date. Old traditions, new beginnings, oldwestdays.net.
And not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, glad to have them on board, inviting you to visit Cherry County this summer. When you're planning your next event, how about the number one river for adventure in the Midwest, or one of the top 10 in the country, according to Backpack Magazine? Tubes, kayaks, all that on the Niobrara National Scenic River, or Merritt Reservoir. They have International Dark Skies designation, the first one in the state of Nebraska, 300-plus motel rooms, and so much more. To find out more, go to visitvalentine.com, but plan your next adventure right here in the Heart City.
And again, we want to send a shout-out to DeGrand Angus. Their 50th annual bull sale was this last Friday at Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. And we want to tell them thank you very much for sharing their information on The Good Stuff.
I have a baseball game story, but it's kind of tricky, so I'm not sure about... I think I'll let you go first, and you share something, and I'll see if I can figure out this tongue twister.
Oh, that's intriguing. Okay, you know you're in North Dakota when... I think a lot of us can relate to these. You slept through the night unawakened by a siren. And, you know, you're in North Dakota when Diet Coke is a drug of choice for most working people. A yellow light means follow the car in front of you no matter what. And you wave to someone on the highway because you recognize the vehicle. How many times do you do that?
Right.
Yep. You talk about a combine and people don't wonder what you're putting together. Here's another one. In the spring, every 10th vehicle you pass is a tractor.
Well, that's probably right. Here's something that Doug Cole sent in a while back called The Game. The game opened with molasses at the stick and smallpox catching. Cigar was in the box with plenty of smoke. Horn was on first base, and fiddle on second made it hot for umpire Apple, who was rotten. Axe came to bat and chopped. Cigar let brick walk, and sawdust filled the bases. Song made a hit and 20 made a score. Cigar went out and balloon started to pitch but went straight up. Then Cherry tried it but was wild. Old Ice kept cool in the game until he was hit by a pitched ball, and then you should have heard his ice cream. Cabbage had a good head and kept quiet. Grass covered lots of ground in the outfield, and the crowd cheered when Spider caught a fly. Bread loafed on third. Organ played fast and put light out. In the fifth inning, wind began to blow about what he could do. Hammer began to knock and trees began to leave. Well, the way they rooted, peanuts was a fight and knife was put out for cutting base. Oates was shocked and then Song made another hit. Trombone had a good slide and meat was at the plate. There was a lot of betting on the game, but Soap cleaned up. The score was 3-2. After the game, Dorr commented that if he had pitched, he would have shut them out. A little play on things there called A Game from Doug Cole sent that in. I'm not exactly sure who wrote that one.
Oh, but it's cute. Very funny. Here's different ways to say you're not so bright. He fell out of that stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Ouch.
Oops. An intellect rivaled only by garden tools. And doesn't have all of his dogs on one leash. These are different ways to say that they're not so bright. Her sewing machine's out of thread. Never heard that one. If he had another brain, it would be lonely. Ooh, ouch. Missing a few buttons on his remote control.
Okay.
And there's no grain in the silo. Just a different way to mention that someone is not so bright.
Those are kind of funny. Thanks for sharing those. And thanks to everybody out there for tuning in to your local radio station. Stay tuned for more of The Good Stuff.